3. App Whisperer. As Verity entered 3.7, the oldest and most extensively pierced of the baristas shoved a dirty chai in her direction across the zinc counter. "I ordered for you," the voice, expecting to be called Eunice, said. Verity had covered the headset with a beanie she hoped wouldn't suggest she was trying to look younger. She decided to keep it on. "Thanks. How'd you know what I'd want?" "Your Starbucks rewards account," said Eunice, so-called, practicing what she said was facial recognition on the barista. A tight geometry formed, the cursor having found his face, straight lines connecting, centered around the sinus region, to zero in on the nose tip, and then was gone. This had started on the street on the way over, though Eunice claimed to have no idea how she was doing it. Before Verity could reach the counter, the barista spun dismissively, piercings clinking. Her drink, she saw, picking it up, had Vulva D hand-printed above the 3.7 logo in fluorescent pink industrial paint pen, obscenely distorted customer names a signature of his, though in his favor, he was fully as harsh to men. She carried it to the farthest vacant table, against a wall of stripped and sanded tongue and groove. "How'd you pay?" she asked, pulling out a chair.
"PayPal. Popped up when I needed it. News to me. Not much in the account, but I could buy you a drink."
"You know people's names after you do that to their noses?"
"If I don't, they're probably illegals."
"Don't do it to me."
"Don't always know when I do it."
"How'd you find my Starbucks account?"
"Just did."
Verity removed the glasses, turned them around, looked into the lenses. "You expect me to believe you?"
"Believe me too fast. They got me the wrong white girl."
Verity tilted her head at the glasses. "Implying you're a woman of color yourself?"
"African American. Hat makes you look like a kid."
Annoyed, Verity removed it.
"Just saying."
Nobody in 3.7 seemed to be paying them any attention, Verity decided, then remembered she was apparently talking to her own glasses, so they were all probably pretending not to notice. "How old are you, Eunice?"
8 hours. That's over the past 3 weeks. You?
33. Years. How can you be 8 hours old? She put the glasses back on.
"Jesus year," said Eunice. 33.
"You religious?"
"It just means time to get your shit together."
There was a looseness to this beyond her experience of chatbots, but a wariness as well. "You remember 8 hours total? Starting when? From what?"
"Gavin. Said my name. Then hi. 3 weeks ago. In his office."
"You talked?"
"Asked me my name. Told me his. That he was chief technology officer for a company called Tulpogenics. Glad to meet me. Next day, his office again. He had a woman on the phone, but I wasn't supposed to be able to hear her telling him questions to ask me."
"How did you?"
"Just did. Like I knew she was one floor above us on the 28th.
"That's Curzon," Verity said. "Tulpogenics' parent firm. Gaming. What did she want him to ask you?"
"Diagnostic questions, but they wouldn't sound like it. She wanted to know how I was doing developmentally in particular ways."
"Did he get what she wanted?"
"I had no way of knowing then."
"You do now?"
"Enough to know they weren't the right questions. Don't know how I know that either."
Reality show, Verity thought. British actor playing Gavin. The security guards and the receptionist would have been actors too. The space on the 27th floor belonging to some actual startup. They had to be getting video now. She glanced around 3.7, then remembered she'd chosen it herself.
"How deep in you figure we are?" Eunice asked.
"In what?"
"Like Inception."
"This isn't a dream," Verity said.
"My money's on head trauma, concussion, focal retrograde amnesia."
"I saw Inception when it came out," Verity said.
"How many times?"
"Once. Why?"
81 and counting me. Watching it right now. Not that you don't have my fullest attention."
"How's that work?"
"Dunno. Paris rolling up on itself. You know that scene?"
"Great visuals," Verity said. "But the story's confusing.
There's this kick-ass infographic totally explains it. Want to see? Why are we talking about a movie, Eunice? That really your last name? Jane? Like the Fighting Ships book, Jane's. Pause. I'm Navy myself. You are? Yeah, Eunice said, an absence in her tone, something almost bereft. Just came to me. Did it have this range of emotional expression, Verity wondered, or was she just projecting on it? Is this a joke like on some asshole's YouTube channel? I get hold of some motherfucker playing it, they won't be laughing. Where do you know Gavin from?
He hired me, Verity said, this afternoon.
Wiki says you're the app whisperer.
You said you wouldn't do that.
That was facial recognition. This is Wikipedia. I know your name. I can't Google you.
Okay, Verity said after a pause, then tasted her dirty chai.
You were with that Stets, the VC billionaire boy.
I'm not now.
Asshole.
No, it just wasn't that much of a relationship, in spite of what the media said. I couldn't handle the attention. But you can't just walk out of something like that, not without media waiting for you.
You have zero social media presence now. Used to be active.
After we split, media went for anyone they saw as a friend of mine, associate, anything. A few people gave them stories. Most didn't, but some got tired of being asked. I decided to treat it as a sabbatical.
Furlough from Facebook?
From people. I'd started getting back on, mainly Instagram. But by then it was closer to the election and that started creeping me out, so I stayed off everything.
Kept working?
No. Almost a year now.
You, the app whisperer.
They needed something to explain my being with him in the first place.
Beta tester with a wild talent. Decent hook.
That was the lead on a Wired article, but only because I was with him.
Reputation for radically improving product prior to release. Natural-born super user.
I quit reading anything about me, us, him.
Media blew you out of the water.
Verity, noticing a neckbeard watching from a table across the room, recalled Joe Eddy's take on the particular strain of wannabe feral hacker to be found here. Feral like a day or three late for a shower and some toothpaste, he'd said. Feel like a walk? She asked Eunice. We could go up to the park.
You the one all corporeal and all.
Verity scooted back her chair, put the beanie back on, stood picking up her chai. Seeing she was leaving, the barista glared at her, though somehow amicably. On the way out, passing a laptop screen, its owner massively earphoned, she saw the president seated at her desk in the Oval Office explaining something. If it wasn't the hurricane hitting Houston, the earthquake in Mexico, the other hurricane wrecking Puerto Rico, or the worst wildfires in California history, it was Kamishli. Increasingly, though, it seemed mainly to be Kamishli. Verity didn't fully understand the situation, had in fact been avoiding understanding it, assuming that if she did, she'd be as terrified as everyone else and no more able to do anything about it. The president hadn't looked terrified, Verity thought, as 3.7's door closed behind her. She'd looked like she was on the case.